AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she's making good progress in her cancer treatment and will attend the Royal Trooping the Colour ceremony tomorrow. Kate's first public appearance since her diagnosis. The 42-year-old wife of Prince William announced in March she will undergo chemotherapy for an unspecified form of cancer. Vladimir Putin is offering a truce in Russia's war with Ukraine if Kyiv meets certain conditions. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Putin says he'd immediately order a ceasefire and start peace talks if Ukraine starts pulling troops out of four regions Moscow annexed 2 years ago and gives up plans to join NATO. At the alliance's headquarters, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin notes Putin's the one who illegally occupied sovereign Ukrainian territory.
He is not in any position to dictate to Ukraine what they must do to bring about a peace.
Kyiv says Putin's proposal is absurd and aimed at undermining diplomatic efforts toward peace. Switzerland will host Vice President Harris and dozens of other world leaders at a peace conference this weekend, a gathering Putin says is simply a ploy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge is ordering the liquidation of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's personal assets. He owes $1.5 billion for false claims the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut was a hoax.
I was the test case for what's now being done to President Trump, Steve Bannon, and others.
A judge in Houston is still deciding on Jones's company's separate bankruptcy case, leaving the future of his InfoWars media platform uncertain. The Supreme Court struck down a ban on bump stocks. That's the gun accessory used in the deadliest shooting in modern American history, a Las Vegas massacre that killed 60 people. This is AP News. Pope Francis met with world leaders on the sidelines at the G7 summit in Italy.
Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni invited Francis, knowing the potential impact of his star power and moral authority. In addition to Meloni, the pontiff met with French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who wanted to personally thank Francis.
Good to see you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers for Ukraine, Ukrainians, for peace in Ukrainian children.
Francis brings his moral authority to bear on the group, addressing a special session on the perils and promises of AI. In doing so, he became the first pope to attend the exclusive gathering, offering an ethical take on an issue that's increasingly on the agenda. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.